Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey McDermott. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahosky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Turley. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Turley. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive to left field. Mealy throws towards first. Krahosky fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krahosky. Busby moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards first. Krahosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Dick Krahosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahosky strikes out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Deering moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Hunter steals second. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball four. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Deering takes first base on ball four. Hunter moves to third. Young moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Busby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley is 0-for-1 in the game. Turley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Hunter steals second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball towards left. Sievers settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sievers. Krahoski moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krahoski moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Terwilliger scores. Busby goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Senators. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-2 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Turley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Terwilliger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breitwesser pinch hits for Bob Turley. Jim Breitwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breitwesser hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Young takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski strikes out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering, who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 3 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDermott for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 3 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Don Larson pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.